Well, today is Are You OK Day nationwide, and one of its ambassadors in Tasmania is joining me this morning, Mitch McPherson. Mitch is the 2017 Tasmanian Young Australian of the Year and National Are You OK Day ambassador. He's had a remarkable journey transitioning from an everyday tradie into a well-respected and purpose-driven public speaker. He's the founder of Tasmanian-based organisation Speak Up, Stay Chatty, and Mitch's journey to raise awareness of suicide prevention and reduce the stigma around mental health began after his brother, his younger brother, Ty, took his own life in 2013. So it's been a big journey. Good morning, Mitch. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I think you're a very good ambassador, given what I've just said there. So,
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're obviously very passionate. Tell us why Are You OK Day was originally established. It's a few years it's been around now.
Yeah, it has. Firstly, thanks for having me. And I love this time of year. It's a really important part, a really important piece to our mental health calendar. And it's a great day that so many people across the country get on board. So, yeah, really proud to be an ambassador, and there's, you know, plenty of synergies between Are You OK and Stay Chatty, which is what we do every single day. Are You OK Day was founded in 2009 by Gavin Larkin, who tragically lost his father to suicide in 1995. Gavin actually passed away from Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2011, so left a pretty incredible legacy behind. But essentially, he wanted to spare other families, you know, the grief and devastation left behind by suicide. So, yeah, he's created this movement, and it's been picked up by, you know, his family and friends, and who I fortunately had the opportunity to meet a couple of years ago. And, yeah, it's just a really special legacy that's clearly making a massive difference across the country when it comes to mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. And, look, I think it's been it's caught on. A lot of people are doing it. We see it on social media all the time. So it's just fantastic that it's continuing. So what's the message this year then, Mitch?
So the theme this year is Are They Really OK?, which I really love. Like, we ask the question, Are You OK?, and, look, there's a lot of things around asking the question to Are You OK?. It's important to remember what to do when once you've asked the question. You know, I often say shut your mouth and open up your ears. It's really important to, you know, not compare your problems, not to talk about your own issues. It's really important to listen, show empathy, and good caring skills. I think that's really important. It's important to also check in on yourself before you go asking the question.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be burdened by someone else's problems when you've got a fair bit going on yourself. And,
yeah,
you know, let's
sure.
be honest, around the country at the moment, lots of us have got a fair bit on our plate with what's happening. But this year, Are They Really OK? Is a good one, you know, because quite often we can, you know, get that feeling in our gut that someone we care about is struggling, and we might ask them how they're going and they'll turn around and tell us they're fine. But,
yes.
you know, are they really OK? You know, it's important to take that second thought,
yeah.
Think about it a little bit more, and then don't be afraid to ask again, you know, whether that's the same day or the next day. That follow-up is really, really important. So, look, that's the theme, but as I said, there's lots of things around Are You OK and asking the question, but I could spend hours talking about it, but lots of that can obviously be found on their website.
Absolutely. It is also an opportunity for people, if they aren't OK, to speak up and not be afraid. I guess there is a stigma involved that people might see it as a sign of weakness or whatever, but you know, we don't have to be silent.
No, absolutely. You know, 3 million Australians live with depression or anxiety, yet only a third of those get treatment. And, you know, I reckon if you ask yourself why do two-thirds of those people, of those 3 million Aussies, not get treatment, I'd say stigma is a big player in that. Yeah, fear of judgment from your mates, your colleagues, your partner, the people around you. But that's what these days highlight. They're obviously highlighting asking the question, but they're also highlighting how common mental health issues are, and that you're not alone, and that speaking up is the first step and the biggest step to getting the support that you need. So, yeah, really important day for many, 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 many areas around mental health.
What sort of resources are available in relation to Are You OK Day?
Lots of resources around asking the question. As I said a couple of moments ago, you know, prepping for asking the question, what to do when someone turns around and tell you they're troubled, how you can help someone get to the next stage of getting the professional support that they might need. But all that can be found on the Are You OK website, which is aok.org.au. There's resources for so many different situations. If you're a tradie, paramedic, you know, they've really done an amazing job of outlining the different options and opportunities that you can have when asking the question. So I advise you, today to jump on and have a look, but, you know, learn for today, but also learn for the future as well.
Absolutely. All right, well, thank you very much for joining us today, Mitch. We appreciate your time, and it's a really good theme this year. We encourage everybody to look out for each other, which is what Are You OK Day is all about. So, Mitch, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Cameron. Cheers.
No worries. There we go. Ambassador in Tasmania for Are You OK Day, Mitch, there. The West Coast Feel Good Station, 7XS.